This tutorial is brought to you by The Global Voice Online Radio. Find them at theglobalvoice.info. I'm Jenny Kay, and I will walk you through downloading and installing Reaper, Osara, and SWS on your Mac running VoiceOver. If you are on Windows, our friend Scott will take you through that process in a different tutorial. If all that sounded like a lot, then don't worry, we'll take it step by step. All I want to do is get you up and running without too much fuss. If you're still very new to VoiceOver, when I say VO, that means I'm using the VoiceOver modifier keys. By default, those are Control and Option held down together. If you've already tweaked your VoiceOver settings, you might be using Caps Lock instead. Use whichever you prefer. And with all that said, let's get started. I will be using Safari to download Reaper, Osara, and SWS. So I'll go to my dock with VOD, find Safari, and hit Enter.
Safari, window, toolbar.
The first place we want to go to is reaper.fm. Command L for the address bar and type that in.
Open location, http://fm. Reaper vertical line audio production without limits.
Let's search, VOF.
Enter search text.
Download.
Bling. Download Reaper version 7.43, August 13th, 2025.
VO space on that.
Reaper vertical line download, web content.
On this page, there are headings, so navigate through those with VO command H.
Heading level 1, download and evaluate Reaper for free. Heading level 2, Windows. Heading level 2, Linux. Heading level 2, macOS.
macOS. VO right arrow from here.
macOS Universal. Reaper v7.43 to 26 megabytes universal for Intel and ARM64 optimized for macOS 10.15 and macOS 11 and later.
That's the one we want. VO right arrow from here to an image.
Bling, image, download.
VO space on that.
Cancel, toggle button. Do you want to allow downloads on Reaper FM? You can change which websites can download files in websites preferences.
If this is the first time you download from this place, you will be asked to allow the download.
Allow, toggle button.
It is quite possible that by the time you get here, you will see a newer version of Reaper. That is perfectly safe. Just grab whatever the latest version of Reaper is when you get here. Moving on, we need Osara. We can find that on osara.reaperaccessibility.com/snapshots. Let's go there.
Open location, osara.reaperaccessibility.com, Osara Development Snapshots.
VOF.
Enter search text.
Download.
Download for Windows. Bling.
Let's skip past Windows.
Bullet 3 of 4. Bling. Download for Mac.
For Mac is much better. VO space on that.
Download is started.
Alright, one more download. We strongly recommend you install the SWS extension. It has a ton of actions that are used in the Osara key map. Reaper can be used without it, but keep in mind that on our computers, SWS is installed. So for you to follow our tutorials and demos with ease, then you will have to have it installed as well. We can find that on sws-extension.org.
Open location, http://sws-snm-extension.
On this page, there are headings, so navigate through those to
sws-snm-extension, heading level 1. The Reaper plugin extension, heading level 2, 2 items. Download the SWS extension, 5 items. Latest stable version, v2.12, Windows, heading level 3, macOS, heading level 3.
macOS. Let's navigate from there.
Hello, it's everybody's best friend, Captain Punchin. I'm here to bring you an additional bit of information. So on the Reaper downloads page, you would have got a universal version of Reaper, and that is compiled to work on Intel and Apple Silicon-based Macs. But on the SWS page that you're looking at now, it's a little bit different. There are three versions of SWS for Mac, and you need to pick the right one. So there's the 32-bit version. You probably don't need that. That's for like really, really old versions of macOS. There's the 64-bit version. That's the one you'd get if you're running an Intel-based Mac. And then there's the ARM 64 version. That's the one you want if you're running an Apple Silicon-based Mac. If you're not sure which one to pick, go to your Apple menu, check in about this Mac. You'll find what type of processor you've got in there. And if you're wondering why Jenny Kay isn't telling you about this,
Okay, I got what I need. Here's your $20.
Download is started.
Bye. And with that, we have everything we need. Let's install this stuff. Everything we just got is in the downloads folder. So let's open that with Command Option L.
Downloads, list view, table, Reaper 743 underscore universal DMG disk image.
We're going to start with a Reaper. So open the disk image with Command
open.
O.
Application, window, text, end user license agreement for Reaper. Important, this Reaper, software, end user license agreement, EULA, is a legal agreement between you, either an individual or, if purchased for an entity, and Coccus Incorporated, Coccus. Read IT carefully before completing the installation process and using this software. It provides a license to use this software and contains warranty and liability disclaimers. By download.
Yeah, I read all of that. Honest.
Print button. Save button. Disagree button. Agree button.
Just agree.
Verifying. Finder. Window. Icon view. Collection.
Disk images are opened in icon view. I don't like that, so I change it to list view with command 2.
As list checked. List view table.
In that folder, we have an application alias that we don't need to worry about.
Readme.txt plain text document.
A readme that you might want to read.
Remote application.
Remote, which is a different beast altogether. And
Reaper application.
The Reaper application. Copy that with Command C.
Copy Reaper.
Open the applications folder with Command Shift A, then Command V to paste it in there.
Applications. Now in window, list view, table, no selection. Paste item. Now in window, stop progress button. Reaper application.
Once that is in place, go ahead and open it with Command O.
Open. Application, system dialog, 37% progress indicator. System dialog. Reaper is an app downloaded from the internet. Safari downloaded this file today at 9:30. Open, default, button.
Your Mac wants to make sure that you really want to do that, so hit enter to open it.
Finder. Alert, system dialog. Reaper app would like to access files in your documents folder.
The first time you open Reaper, it will ask for your permission to use your documents folder, because that is the default location for your recordings. There's no allow button in this dialog, so I will just hit OK.
Don't allow button. OK button. Alert, system dialog. Reaper app would like to access files in your desktop folder.
Now it's asking for permission to use your desktop folder.
Don't allow button. OK button. Alert, system dialog. Reaper app would like to access the microphone. Allow recording and / or monitoring of audio inputs.
And finally, it's asking permission to use your microphone.
Don't allow button. OK button.
If you have plugins installed on your system, something that came with a different DAW perhaps, Reaper will scan for those. This might take a moment or even minutes depending on what you have going on there. Just don't panic while Reaper gets momentarily unresponsive.
You have not yet selected an audio device. Would you like to select your audio device driver now? Recommended.
Reaper will ask you to select an audio device because you haven't done that before. So hit enter to do that.
Yes, default button.
You will be taken into the Reaper preferences.
Now in window, table, row 8 of 39, device, selected.
And into a table, which is not a table, but a preview. It lands on device, which is where we want to be. If you don't have an interface, then you can let Reaper use the built-in outputs, which is default. But I want to use my Scarlett interface, so VO right arrow into these options.
Audio device, built-in output, pop-up button.
And VO space.
Menu 6 items check mark, built-in output.
You select with arrows.
None. Default system, built-in Minecraft, check mark, built-in output. Scarlett 2i2 USB.
And hit enter to select.
Closing menu, Scarlett 2i2 USB. Pop-up button.
Hit enter again to accept your changes and close preferences.
Project tab list window.
I'm going to switch to the downloads folder again with command tab, but I will leave Reaper open because we will need one of its menu options in just a sec.
Finder.
Next up, we need the SWS extension.
SWS2-1213 DMG disk image.
And we have another disk image open with command O.
Open. Application, window, text, license agreement for the SWS extension.
Now?
Agree button.
Just agree.
Verifying. Finder, window, icon view, collection.
Again, we can change icon view to list view with command 2.
As list checked. List view, table.
Command A to select everything.
5 rows selected.
And command C to copy.
Copy 5 items.
Now command tab back to Reaper. Open the menu with VOM.
Reaper. Menu bar, Apple, options.
Right arrow until you find the options menu or hit O to jump straight to it.
Options, preference, layout, themes, submenu, customize menus, toolbars, show Reaper resource path in Explorer Finder ellipsis.
Show Reaper resource path in Explorer/Finder. That's the one we want, so hit enter to open that folder.
Finder, window, list view, table, no selection.
Hit U to locate the user plugins folder and open it with Command O.
Open selection, list view, table, no selection.
Command V to paste.
Paste item.
And now you can close that window.
Close window.
That is all we need to do here for now. So quit Reaper with Command Q and start it again. So SWS can be loaded.
Applications. Now in window, list view, Reaper application. Open. Reaper. Alert, system dialog. Reaper_SWS.lib cannot be opened because the developer cannot be verified. Mac OS cannot verify that this app is free from malware. Safari downloaded this file today at 4:31 p.m. from swsextension.org.
This warning comes up because SWS is not a notarized extension. It's nothing to worry about. It's open source and stable and safe to use.
Move to trash button. Cancel button.
The first time this comes up, there is no allow button and no OK button. All we can do is cancel. To get past this, we need to find security and privacy in system preferences. Do VOM to find the Apple menu.
Apple menu. About this Mac. System preferences ellipsis.
And hit enter on system preferences.
System preferences. Window. Toolbar.
In here, VO right arrow until you reach the preference panes.
Apple ID. Image. Apple ID. Family. Preference panes. Scroll area.
Interact with this with VO shift down arrow.
In preference panes. Scroll area.
VO right arrow until you find security and privacy, or hit S to go straight there.
Security and privacy button.
VO space to open that.
Loading security and privacy window, toolbar.
In here, VO right arrow until you find the allow anyway button.
General, selected, file vault, tab, firewall, privacy, tab, the login password has been, change password, but, require password after, require password, 8 hours, after sleep or, show a message, set lock message, disable automatic login, allow apps downloaded from, app store and identified developers, reaper_SWS.lib was blocked from use because it is not from an identified developer. Allow anyway, button.
Allow anyway. VO space on that, and now you can close system prefs with command W.
Finder.
You might be wondering, isn't there a faster way to do this? Yes, there is. Do VO end. It will take you to the end of the dialogue. Do VO left arrow a few times from there, and it takes you to the same place, just faster. Another option that's even faster is the item chooser. VOI will generate a list of what's accessible on the screen. When the list is open, type allow. It will find allow anyway. Select it in the list, hit enter, and it will take you straight to it.
Applications, window, list view, table, Reaper application.
Reaper will need to be run one more time, and guess what?
Reaper. Application, alert, system dialog. Mac OS cannot verify the developer of Reaper_SWS.lib. Are you sure you want to open it?
You didn't see that coming, did you?
Help button. Open button.
But this time there's an open button, so use that and all is well.
Reaper. Reaper v6.36 evaluation license window.
Let's see if the SWS extension has been added properly. Go to the extension menu.
Menu bar, Apple. Extensions menu. About SWS extension.
If the About SWS extension menu item is there, then we're all good. Next up, OSARA. Switch to the Downloads folder again.
List view, table, row 2 of 2. OSARA installer app application.
Open that with Command O.
Open. Application, alert, system dialog. OSARA installer app is an app downloaded from the internet. Are you sure you want to open it? Safari downloaded this file today at 9:22. Apple checked it for malicious software and none was detected. Help button, cancel button, open, default button.
Open.
Install OSARA. Dialog. Choose whether to install OSARA into a standard or a portable Reaper. Standard Reaper installation. Default. Button.
The OSARA installation opens. Here you can choose between standard and portable.
Standard Reaper installation. Default. Button.
We choose standard with enter.
Yes. Default. Button. Do you want to replace the existing keymap with the OSARA keymap?
This is a fresh install, so I want to start out with a clean copy of the OSARA keymap. When you update OSARA in the future, keep saying yes to this if you want the latest OSARA keymap. When you inevitably start customizing your keystrokes, then saying no to this will update OSARA but preserve your customizations. Here, I will hit enter to say yes.
Okay, default button, installation complete.
Now we want to run Reaper again to make sure that OSARA is working.
Applications, window, list view, table, Reaper, Reaper busy. Configure Reaper for optimal screen reader accessibility. Configure Reaper for optimal screen reader accessibility, dialog. Would you like to adjust Reaper preferences for optimal compatibility with screen readers?
This prompt is from Osara, and as you just heard, it's offering to configure a handful of things for optimal accessibility. It's useful to get this taken care of in one go, and it saves you a whole lot of fiddling in preferences. So let's say yes to this.
Yes, default button. Okay, default button. Restart Reaper. Reaper will now exit. Please restart Reaper to apply the changes. Okay, default button.
And Reaper will need to be restarted.
Applications, window, list view, table, Reaper. Now in, window, new project, unchecked, checkbox.
Once Reaper has been restarted, up and down arrows will move between tracks in the Osara keymap. If everything works as it should, we will hear no tracks, because we have no tracks. But before I do that, there's one more important thing to say. You will need to run Reaper with a US English keyboard layout. This is to make sure that the hotkeys that we teach you will match up with the hotkeys that will work in Reaper on your machine. If you don't know how to do that, there is a tutorial available on the Reaper Made Easy page. Now, let's see if this works.
No tracks.
We're all done. Bye.
This tutorial was a co-production, recorded at House of Imp Studios by Jenny Kay, and I, Scott Chesworth, did the editing. Because some people get all the luck. We were funded by TGV Productions, and if you want to contribute support for future tutorial production, you can send PayPal or Cash App to training@theglobalvoice.info. That's also the address to write to if you want to send us some feedback. And hey, send us something you've made along with it. We'd love to take a listen. Our outro jam is Just Coastin' by Leo, the slowly movin'.